The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? I'm not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Monday. How you
good
doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
And of course, a big happy birthday
to Meg.
Thank you. Megzy.
Although, how does it feel to be 21?
Oh, I feel like I'm 50 because someone scared the shit out of me this morning in my car.
What do you mean?
I was waiting behind her car like a creep when she pulled up.
Yeah, and then just went bang on the back of the scared daylights out.
Do you feel alive now, though? It woke you up, I bet.
I feel like I'm 50.
33 years old today, Mary.
Yeah. You don't look it.
Well, thanks for that. That's the makeup.
You got a great surprise in the car this morning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I went down to the car and my fiance left a bunch of roses and a box of chocolates on the front driver's
so
seat for me.
Cute.
So very cute. Didn't expect that at all.
Do you know what? For us single people that have to listen to this Valentine's bullshit today... Spare us.
I was going to potentially get you some, like, yellow roses, because that's, like, the friendship rose for Valentine's. It'd be like the Valentine's Day. Rose, no, man. The Valentine's Day beard, essentially.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Did you surprise Emmy Crevo with anything this morning?
So there's a little Valentine's card by her bed waiting for when she wakes up.
That's cute.
Can you share what you wrote in it?
Oh, I don't exactly remember. It was quite
a
lengthy
Emmy
passage.
From Crevo.
Yeah, no, I pour out my heart because I'm a romantic.
Sure you do.
I do.
I've read that he's brought in some of his greeting cards to Emmy in the past. They were good. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Anything romantic happening at yours?
Not really.
You don't like Valentine's Day, do you?
I find it interesting people that wait to celebrate their relationship on like one day of the year. I mean, each to their own, but. You know, do it daily.
Every day.
You know?
Yeah. It's the little things, isn't it?
Don't be all a cheapo. Go out 365.
Always hitting the bars.
And Elle, you're back.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, you've blown back in.
Yes, that's me.
You took a week off.
I did not.
How are you? Anything romantic planned for today?
No, not today. My partner and I did Valentine's Day yesterday because I am going to be asleep before anything interesting
happens. How romantic.
Today.
Beautiful.
That's nice.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, it's good to have
Jess
you back
on
board.
When is Jess coming back? She's only worked here for 6 months, yet she's had a 4-week holiday.
I think 3 to 6 weeks she'll be back.
Happen?
Something like that. June, maybe?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next.
Of course, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. The lads currently a bit behind on 10, the lasses on 14. So we need a good solid week this week. Come on, boys. I believe we have a $50 fuel card up for grabs with fuel prices at the moment. A lot of places with a 2 starting in front of the fuel price. You need all of the help you can get. That is the prize on offer. Plus, of course, the glory of a point on the board. We need one guy and one girl. 13-10-09.
We'll do it next.
Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, we're still on the hunt for a lady. If you'd like to join the game this morning, a $50 fuel card on offer, which is a great prize. Plus, of course, you compete to make your sex the winner for the year.
How good.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going to go with that.
Well, that's right there. Lads currently on 10, lasses on 14. So I'm not too fussed if the girls don't call, because then we just get an instant win.
Nah, ladies, do it for the gals. Do it for the gals. Let's go to Ricky in Wallsend. He's a labourer, single, and is gifting himself a motorbike for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
good morning,
what a lad.
Ricky.
Good morning, Novos, and happy birthday, Meg.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Sweet.
You're spoiling yourself with a brand new motorbike. Is that the case?
Yeah, 100%.
You need fuel for that motorbike, Ricky.
Yes,
exactly.
Definitely.
Good
Let's get into your questions, hey? Question one, what is the brand Plunkett's known for making?
Makeup?
No, skincare products.
God, aren't they the same?
No, a little bit different.
Face. He said happy birthday and all to you.
He's getting a motorbike.
He's getting a motorbike. Question two, which rewards card does Big W accept? Come on, Ricky.
He's got the motorbike impression down packed.
What was that?
Flyboy?
No. Everyday Rewards, the other one. All right, multiple choice. What is the name of Kylie Jenner's son who was born earlier this month? Is it A, William, B, Wolf, or C, Wendell?
I'm going to have to go Wolf.
It sure is.
Oh, good guess.
One on the board. Well done.
Good job, man. One's decent.
Yeah, it is.
You can win with one.
Let's go to Kelly from Tulare. She's an aged care worker doing it tough at the moment, obviously. Has not stopped working due to short staffing and wants a holiday. She also says her partner is working night shifts, so no Valentine's plans today. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, geez, you must be doing it so tough at the moment. What's it like on the ground doing your job at the moment? Because I know you guys are suffering, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty hard at the moment.
Have you had any Defence Force personnel come and help yet?
No, not yet.
No,
that would be
critical. Yeah, geez.
Because it must be stressful, right?
It is stressful.
No, yeah. All the best. Let's try and get you some fuel. You need two for an instant win today. Here we go. Question number one. Multiple choice. How long is the warranty on the new Mitsubishi Ute? Is it A, 10 years, B, 2 years, or C, 6 years?
A.
Correct. One on the board. This is the win. Question two. Which sandpaper is rougher, 80 grit or 220 grit?
80.
Yay.
That's correct. Ladies, well done.
Congratulations. $50 worth of fuel coming at ya. That means...
15.
Say it out loud.
We're a week behind now. 5 days.
Ricky, flattery got you nowhere there. That skincare one.
No. Last week you guys smashed it.
That's true.
Time for us to smash it this week.
Who knew that skincare and makeup were different?
Completely different. Up next, hey, I went and got my fiancé Josh's Valentine's Day present. We're doing Valentine's Day / anniversary because they're very close. And I went into a couple of shops at Charlestown Square. I know I turned 33 today, but something happened I'm not overly happy with. I think they're assuming my age, and I don't like it.
Settle down. No. You're not 50.
They let you in the pub without showing ID?
Worse.
Okay.
Worse.
We'll find out what this is. Next. God. The Novos.
So on Friday afternoon, I went and did a little bit of Valentine's Day shopping for my fiancé, Josh. Went to Charlestown Square. And I've never experienced this in my entire life. I'm in my 30s. And I went to JB Hi-Fi, right? And the lady who helped me was really, really nice. Everything was fantastic. And then she sends me to the counter to pay for the present that I got for Josh. And I paid for it, went to walk away. He goes, "Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day." I have never been ma'amed ever.
Okay.
Well, now, you're not a sir.
I'm not a sir, but ma'am is reserved, I reckon, for someone over 50.
Really?
Personally.
See, I think, Meg, I don't know why you're so outraged by this, because I think they've just provided you with quality customer service.
He's assuming my age and I don't like it.
Now, is it possible that he was an elderly southern gentleman
who was working there?
Did he have an accent that sounded like it was from Texas?
21 years old, surfy looking fella.
And oh, I wasn't, wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can get it if it's from a younger dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it gets worse.
Okay.
I went up and got myself a boost juice.
Because, you know, you're so young and hip.
Yes.
What'd you get?
Passion mango, the best one on the menu. Anyway, picked up the boost juice. Plastic or paper straw or plastic, thanks. There you go, ma'am. Within 20 minutes... Two people under the age of 21 calling me ma'am.
You're old.
I wanted to cry when I got into the car.
You've never been ma'am before, and then it just hit like a tidal wave.
It hit like a ton of bricks. Like, when I worked in retail, I never said ma'am to anyone who I thought was under 50.
That was your rule.
It was my rule. I never wanted to assume that they were, you know.
No grey hair, no ma'am.
I was right? this close to cancelling my birthday altogether. I'm not turning 33. Absolutely not. Under any circumstances.
Do you know what? Hello, birthday. Some marriages. I'd like to change my dates, please.
I feel like only boomers buy Boost Juice nowadays as well.
I love Boost Juice.
It's gone the way of Subway.
Well, not going to lie.
A little bit, actually. Now you mention it. That, like, big bloated 90s food. Unless, of course, they're a sponsor. In which case, they're one of my favourite brands of all time.
I'm not going to lie, Boost Juice actually do a birthday one. So when it's your birthday,
he's swinging past.
We went there yesterday because you can get it 2 days either side.
Right.
So we went there yesterday specifically so I could get my free birthday Boost Juice.
I just can't take myself seriously as a 31-year-old man going up to the counter and saying, "Hey, can I have the banana mango bling, please?"
This is why you order it on the app.
Bling, bling.
This is why you order it on the app. So you don't have to say it out loud. That's what I do.
Well, yeah, because they do have embarrassing names.
If you're under the age of 25, stop calling people ma'am.
Nah, don't just appreciate. Embrace it, mate.
No.
What, age gracefully.
Is there a term that you would get offended at?
No.
Like, see, if a young fella, like a 21, you said, sir, what would you say?
Well, thank you.
No.
Yeah.
No,
see, do you know what? Every time I get asked for, like, don't get asked for ID, I think, yeah, it's getting to that time in my life. Like, it doesn't happen anymore.
I haven't been carded in years.
Is it to do with maybe, like, dressing young? Maybe. I don't know. You've got to wear certain things.
Be a tragic like me. Just wear a backward cap, caps are everywhere.
Hello, sir. Can I please buy this alcohol?
It's really hard because I've noticed some greys coming through, and then myself with the backwards cap on, and I'm like, I can't reconcile that.
Will you start dyeing your hair once you start getting the greys?
No.
You're going to let it go?
What are your thoughts on people that dye their hair?
Tragic. Tragedy! Especially if you're like a 70-year-old man and you're dyeing your hair all the time. Like, come on.
You're not fooling
us. We know. Your face tells a different story.
The Rudy Giuliani's of the world. The
Novos. Maddie, Megan, Primo. To wake you up. Together we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Of course, very anticipated interview on 60 Minutes last night premiered. It was with Scott Morrison and his wife, Jenny.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you guys watch it?
Only the bits and pieces the next day.
Well, people were saying this is going to change the election results. People are going to watch Jenny Morrison and change their minds. Anyway, I'm not changing my mind.
Yeah, it didn't change my mind.
I think we all need to talk about the elephant in the room here. And my takeaway from that whole big 40-minute interview was Scott Morrison playing the ukulele. Now, I don't know how he's walked straight into this. So many Hawaiian jokes, obviously, when he was overseas. Like, pick another instrument to play, dude. Not the one instrument Hawaii is known for.
Sort of putting on a lay, there's nothing else that could have tied him more closely to Hawaii.
Let's listen.
Okay. Take me to the April sun.
Revel in the awkwardness.
Oh, I forgot the word. Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This part's not bad.
Oh, mate.
Like, wow, I'll give him year 7 music class vibes, but, you know.
He's got the rhythm of a bag of books falling down a flight of stairs.
What is he doing?
So was this interview at his house or something?
Yeah,
okay. So that's ability. Why he had a
He cooked a curry for Carl Stefanovic as well.
I was worried he was carrying a ukulele around with him, like on tour or whatever.
Awkward.
Like,
just terrible.
What we would do? We're not going to do. How was Scott Morrison? Did he do well in the interview? We want to know. Did you attempt to try and learn a musical instrument and it failed miserably? Because clearly
he's not done well. I mean, I don't know how many lessons he's had. And you'd think if you were the Prime Minister, you could, like, chump up a bit of change for a good, like, good teacher.
So
he's not short on cash, no, old ScoMo. No,
of course not. Well, I'm sure he donates a lot. He's a charitable to the church.
Yeah.
Look, if you tried to play a musical instrument in your life and you failed, Let us know, 13, 10, and I've brought three guitars in my life. And do you think I can play one chord? Still,
and that's about
day.
It.
Nice.
For me, it was awful. Bass guitar as maybe an 8-year old.
Yeah.
Got my mitts on one of those. I thought I was, you know, going to be the next
prodigy.
Next player of bass in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm going to replace Flea. Is it Flea?
Flea.
Yeah.
What about you, Meg? Guitar.
I had a guitar in primary school, yeah. Bought another one, and I tried keyboard as well. Yeah. No, I have no musical talent whatsoever.
I think I've owned a keyboard as well. It was terrible.
13, 10, 09. We'll take your calls after this. And, of course, everybody who gets to air will go into the draw to win tickets to our preview screening of Uncharted.
It's going down on Wednesday.
I want to play it again because it's just so great. ScoMo playing the ukulele on 60 Minutes last night badly. I don't know whose idea this was, but, man, I love this.
Take me to the April sun.
Now, a lot of people online are saying this is the equivalent of when Bill Clinton played the saxophone on a late-night talk show when he was in the presidential election campaign. Very different, though, I think.
Very different, because ScoMo just has no rhythm.
It just sounds like someone's taken the vocals and the music and then just, they're not in sync.
Played them at different times in the evening.
Even the wife was rolling her eyes, Jenny.
And then he got her to try and join in. Oh,
this is what he does on a Friday night. She's like, I'm over this.
13, 10, 09. We want to know, did you attempt to learn a musical instrument and fall flat on your face? Gabby's on the phone. Hello, Gab.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Gabby. What did you try and learn?
Okay, so I tried to learn the trumpet, and I did a terrible job at it.
Like, your poor neighbours.
Absolutely. It was when I was still living with my parents, and I thought I'd be really cool, learn the trumpet, and I could never get anything more than a squeal out of it. And I think for 2 days straight, I really gave it a red hot crack before, you know, my parents were like, you know, that sounds awful. You're not making any progress, and, you know, we're really frankly sick of it. So I did actually give it up.
So you bought a trumpet for 2 days' worth of use, is what you're trying to say?
I hired one.
Oh, you hired
one. At least you did that.
That's all right.
We need you to move on to a quieter instrument. We've decided you're going to be the conductor.
You move from the trumpet to the triangle, correct?
What did you think of Scott Morrison last night playing the ukulele? Do you think he did a good job?
My God, yeah, no. I'm just surprised that he'd actually play it on the TV if that's how he plays it.
Who did better, you on the trumpet or ScoMo on the ukulele?
Oh, ScoMo on the ukulele.
No, Gab.
Even the squeal was better than that, surely.
I love it. Speaking of musical instruments, do you know what I've just found?
Oh, no.
I found my old flute.
That's right.
It's not a flute.
It's a whistle. Do you know what it's called? How fitting. The Meg. Printed on there.
It's a big old black whistle.
Big black whistle.
Yeah. Just get it in there and blow out a tune.
Do you remember the lollipops back in the day that were whistles?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it sounds like.
Melody pop, I think
Melody pop.
Yeah, anyway, I won't.
Delight.
Goss up next.
It's too good. That's a problem.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I didn't know when that was going to...
He was reveling in your flute.
I was. I missed the flute. The old flute. Billie Eilish not going to be playing that at Coachella. Might not be playing at all. She's feuding with Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
An update on Adele's residency over in Vegas.
Oh, she's going to put it back another few months, probably. That's maybe, my guess.
Maybe.
It's not ready.
The flute's not ready.
The Novos. Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Boss.
Who isn't Kanye feuding with at the moment? Apparently, Billie Eilish on the list now.
Yeah, because they're supposed to headline Coachella this year, which I was excited about. It doesn't look like it's going to go ahead, and it's all because of this instance at the Billie Eilish concert, which we played you last week.
You got one.
of course, that's Billie Eilish stopping her show for a fan that needed an inhaler.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Remember that.
So Kanye's taking this personally because he's taking this as an attack on Travis Scott. And he says, come on, Billie, we love you. Please apologize to Travis and the families of the people who lost their lives.
He's got nothing to apologize for.
Shut up.
No, so she's come out and said, literally never said anything about Travis, was just helping a fan. Coachella is apparently scrambling to try and sort this out between the two because Kanye West is going all guns blazing against Billie.
Oh, he's lost the plot on this one.
Nah.
Totally missed it.
I feel like she won't care.
No, she won't.
I don't think she's too fussed about
it. F's given.
She's got nothing to apologise for. She was being nice to a fan.
But, like, even if she did come out and say, look, guys, this is how we run a concert, I feel like she still doesn't have to apologise.
No.
You know what I mean? If you can spot in a crowd someone with an asthma problem, you know, Travis Scott's probably got a lot to answer for.
I'd be happy for him to just go away.
Yeah.
Just Kanye.
Go. Yeah, Kanye. Yeah. Just go, man.
I don't think he's going anywhere too soon.
I think that doesn't really follow his MO.
Go buy an island.
Right.
And go and be the king of the island and just
set
live
up
there
a little
by
church.
Yourself. Set up your bullshit church, you're right.
Can I just say though?
Oh.
How much power does he hold? Because he is one problematic man right now. I mean, you look at what he's doing for Coachella. You look at what he's doing for the Kardashians and their new TV show. No one can stop him. Like, what's going on in a world where, like, you can shut pretty much anything down? Kanye West?
Nope.
No one can stop this guy.
I don't understand. I don't find him that impressive under any circumstances.
Part of what creates or makes him even more powerful, though, is his ability to start these conversations we're having.
Yeah.
Because when he creates a scandal, everyone talks about it.
Mm.
And for a business like Coachella, they want everyone to be talking about their concerts.
That's true.
Yeah, but this is the thing, not if the headline acts don't show up.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Because
then you got a fire festival.
Yeah. But they'll find someone to replace him if he doesn't want to play ball.
That's true. But everyone's paying for Kanye.
Oh, I mean, do you really need 2 years to come up with that?
I have never, ever found Kanye's music, like, impressive.
No, neither have I. No.
Everyone's like, Kanye, oh, game changer. No thanks. Yeah, no.
I liked his old music, but it's been a while.
It's been a
since I've been really impressed with it.
A long while between drinks. Someone who is happy about Kanye's headlines, Adele, because she's been out of them. But she's opened up about this Vegas residency because everyone's going, oh, when's it going to happen? Because, of course, she cancelled at the last minute. And she has sat down with Graham Norton over the weekend, shed a bit of light on it. It is going to happen this year.
If you have a ticket, are you holding on to that for years?
They're happening this year.
Oh, this year?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, fantastic.
They're absolutely happening this year. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Oh, very good, very good.
I want a baby next year. I have plans next year. I have plans. Imagine if I have to cancel shows because I'm having a baby.
I don't reckon these shows are going to happen.
So exhausting just hearing her voice now.
Why is it so squeaky?
I don't know why I'm so negative this morning. I'm really sorry. It's her birthday, Meg. Oh, I'm just sick of Adele. I'm sick of her voice. I'm sick of her music.
You know what it sounds like? Oh. You know when you get a balloon and you, like, squeeze the sides so that it squeaks the air as the air comes out? That's what she sounds like now. And I don't know why.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
Well, that's the way she talks now. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's changed. Well, if you look at her old interviews.
And she's having a baby.
Oh, yeah. A baby.
Apparently.
Cool. So a million other people out there today.
Do the shows you promised. People paid a lot of money for those tickets.
Crazy.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamo.
To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. Let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Hey, before we finish up today, we have that $600 wine tour to give away to a very lucky person who rated our music at newfm.com today. You will do that after 8 o'clock today, Creva.
Yeah, make sure you're sticking around for that. But first, Valentine's Day is here, very romantic. And of course, maybe because it's a Monday, you sort of like forgot to get yourself organised. And what we're going to do up next is 13109. What have you done wrong and need to apologise for with a lovely smile posy. We've got some up for grabs, all thanks to The Grateful. Check out blooms and gifts from The Grateful, thegrateful.com.au.
These are beautiful, by the way.
Oh.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Just stunning. So if you're a little bit in the bad books and you need to make up for it, better day to do it than Valentine's Day.
So, for example, my first ever Valentine's Day, I had a boyfriend. I spent the entire day with my best friend instead. Didn't see him.
Oh, wow.
At all. So the next time around, I had to kind of suck up. Luckily, we worked together
at
that point.
The types of stories I want, right?
Yeah. Mm.
I slept with my wife's best friend, and I need to make up for doing so. I want that level. No, I'm joking.
If you did something silly, like you talked all over maths last night, and they're really cranky
spent
at you.
Spent too much time at the pub.
Maybe, yeah.
Spent up too much cash-wise at the pub.
Exactly.
When you're supposed to be saving up for
or
something,
you
a holiday
meant to
together.
Be buying flowers, get them from us.
That's right.
How
very
cool.
Good.
13.09.
Free flowers, right?
The Novos.
Okay, guys, 13.09 this morning, we have free Valentine's Day flowers to give away. What have you done wrong and need to apologise for? We'll take your calls now.
Yeah, that's right. Check out blooms and gifts from The Grateful, thegrateful.com.au, or win them for free with us. Even easier, we've got smile posies up for grabs. And we want those stories where you're in the bad books a little bit,
yeah.
And this is a great chance to make up for it on us.
Yeah.
Very romantic from your partner earlier
this
on
morning,
the show
yeah.
we were talking about this. Wow, surprised you with a bunch of flowers and chocolates in the car.
So I went to bed very early sweet. Last night. You had the roses and the box of, I think that was actually the roses chocolates, sitting
matching.
In the car seat.
How cute.
I'm like, oh, this is a bit sweet.
You know what? I never hear of chicks getting guys a Valentine's Day present. Like, it always seems very one-sided.
I always get stuff for Josh. Always have.
What about you?
I'll get a
romantic card from Emmy this morning?
I didn't notice one, no.
Oh, a bit of a slap in the face.
No, you know what? I don't mind, actually.
Because she didn't spend $5 on a card.
I'm not saying that. Say that without saying that. That's what I've done right there.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What do you need to apologise for?
Well, it's not so many. I'm calling and doing the work for him. I'm going to be apologising for him.
Hooking yourself up. So you're hooking yourself up, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's he done wrong?
It's just little things, always forgetting stuff and not getting jobs done that needs to be done. But this morning he left work, has even sent me a message to say have a good day, but has not said good, you know, happy Valentine's Day.
Nothing.
He might have forgotten.
I think he might have forgotten.
Is he a chronic non-romantic?
Not really. Not on purpose, I don't
think. Just stuffs it up on the reg.
Flowers coming your way, Christine.
Make yourself feel better.
Sometimes you have to help yourself with these things, you know?
Treat
You've got
yourself,
to just
babe.
Take things into your own hands. When you're not getting what you want from your man, sometimes,
Sort yourself out.
Absolutely.
Let's meet Lisa up next. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So, what have you done wrong and you need to apologise for?
I'm a truckie in a coal mine and I'll be on night shift tonight, so missing our first Valentine in 12 years isn't going down too well.
Oh no, what do you normally do for Valentine's Day?
He usually surprises me with really romantic stuff. Like a couple of years ago it was like a picnic set up on the beach or...
Oh, that's a bit cute.
Yeah.
So he's a bit upset today.
Yeah, he'll be at work stewing about it.
Oh, well, you can make him feel a bit better with a smile posy then.
That's me.
I'm noticing a slight pattern here, in fact.
Can you give guys flowers? Is it acceptable?
Because I actually did a few years ago, delivered this massive bunch of roses to him at work when he was in...
What did the boys at work say?
He copped it for weeks.
For weeks?
What does he do for work, Lisa?
He's a truck driver as well, but back then he was doing like metal fab, so he was in this massive
big bunch of
He's in. I can imagine him there in his like work uniform, covered in bits of, you know, blackened, and there with the roses. Awkward. What do you even do with them?
I know.
You don't have a bucket of water at the metal fab shop.
Flowers coming your way, Lisa. hope you have a great night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night. Work. After you finish your long shift.
Your long shift, yeah.
Oh, we do have more to give away throughout the show. Free flowers. So keep listening and we'll tell you how you can win them.
Yeah. Part of this job, right, you've got to look at the news pretty much constantly. So I'm subscribed to the most obscene amount of news sources on my Facebook, like 7 News, 9 News, yeah, all that kind of
stuff. All the classics.
7 News came up on the weekend with a story that I don't understand is why it's a story. I'm a bit confused because apparently outrage has been caused at Aldi at the checkout.
Okay.
What's the headline?
The headline is Aldi supermarket fans divided after shopper shares rude and disrespectful checkout experience.
Oh, man.
That's not a headline.
Yeah, that's a bit of fake news right there.
Fake news, but maybe it's a hidden advertisement for Aldi. I don't know. But I'm going to get into it next. Excellent. It doesn't need to be a news article.
Okay. All right.
I love
right.
it. Or a radio segment. But Meg's, here we are.
Meg's news analysis.
It's my birthday, and I'll bag out Channel 7 if I want to.
The Novos. Great story out of Aldi.
Yeah, Channel 7 got the exclusive on this. Oh,
they swooped in with their cameras and reporters.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they just went to a mum's group on Facebook and grabbed the story from there. But how do you make an article out of a mum's group like post on Facebook? Basically, this woman was at the checkout at Aldi, put her stuff down, and then went to the grog section, right? She wasn't back in time for the next transaction to start, which was hers. So the Aldi checkout chick has gone to the people behind her who only had one or two things. Oh, you can come through and I'll serve you.
That's
before.
Typical. They always do that.
Oh, no. The original person who ducked off to the alcohol section, this is disrespectful. She should have asked me if that was okay.
Okay. Do you know what? Doll, go to the alcohol section first.
Exactly.
That's what I thought. But apparently the internet was divided, as Channel 7 are reporting.
Please.
With people saying, yes, she should have asked her first. And no. She had the right of way. You know what? Being a checkout chick is hard enough.
Do you know what? This story is made for this opener.
My name is... My name is... What? My name is...
Who goes and whinges on a Facebook Aldi page about the checkout chick?
Karen, because if there's somebody behind you with a milk and a bread and that's all they've got, of course, who cares? It's 2 minutes out of your day.
Look, if I've got a full, if I've got a full grocery shop and the person behind me has a basket and it's still got like 5 or 6, just go.
Now, interesting with the Aldi checkout, right? Yeah. So, I have done this myself a lot because it is convenient having the grog section right next to the checkout. I feel like there is like an etiquette, though. You have to be second or third in line on the conveyor belt to then be able to run over and get back in time.
And you got to be quick. You got to be quick.
Got to be quick.
Like, it's not far away. Look at what you want from the checkout bit and then run over and bring it back. Yeah. Then you're sweet.
Well, according to the article, the amount of people who were saying that there needs to be a formal complaint put in against the checkout chick. No! Stop!
Those people need to get a life.
I hate those kind of people. I'm an ex-checkout chick and people used to complain about the most stupidest things and this is probably the worst.
Well, look, we're talking about it, so it was obviously good enough.
Well, as Channel 7 thought so that's why we're talking about
Bloody
it.
Bloody Aldi. Bloody People Aldi. Are just whingers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just total whingers. Oh, so annoying.
That journalist as well, no good. Oh, it's not a story.
I can't be bothered covering COVID anymore. Let's just go check out the Aldi Mums page and get some
and
content.
See what we can do.
Can I be honest? You guys are too judgy. I'm sick of reading about COVID. Can't we? I'll happily
you
read about
that.
Like Karen Mum at Aldi getting the shits over COVID. I think we're all over it. Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but there are probably plenty more other things they can talk about other than a post on an Aldi Mum group.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's true.
You know what? Well done to the... Maybe it was the trainee journalist. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe that's what they get the young
the
people
the first
do,
one.
Right?
Welcome to the job. This is your first job.
Yeah. go see more Facebook and
they have
pages.
To meet their quota.
How many clicks can you this
get? Oh, this was a great one.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Megzie, it's your birthday, 33 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's only look a day over 21.
Appreciated.
And never, if you see Meg in the street, which you will, because she's a new girl.
Don't call her ma'am.
Never call her ma'am.
No, never. Ever.
She'll hit you.
She will think about that in her mind.
I will stare you down. That's worse.
She will chase you down.
I'll just stare you down.
A little Hyundai.
Yes.
Don't.
Mini crossings.
Mini.
Hey, Meg, of course, it is your birthday.
Yeah.
And a couple of people have gotten in touch with the show, got some messages to play for you next. Meg, it is your birthday today.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Meg. We've got a few surprises for you right now. It's my birthday, I'ma spend my money. 33 years old, Meg.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
33 years, very old today.
It's not even old.
Oh, come on.
I'm looking in the mirror doing my makeup and I need to get Botox and the ma'am comments on Friday put me very fragile.
Oh, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. Exactly.
A couple of people got in touch with the show. One of our listeners, our dear listeners.
Mm. Yeah.
Her name is Trish. Listened to the show for a long time.
I love Trish.
Yeah, Trish is great. Trish.
Yeah.
Trish she rings me up when I do weekend shifts all the time, actually.
Does she?
Yeah.
Always just calls,
have a chat.
You
know? Just
for a chat. She's see beautiful. How you're doing.
Jackson, you've put this together for us.
Which is very kind.
Do you want to hear Trisha's
absolutely.
Message to you?
Absolutely.
One of our most treasured listeners. What?
What?
Yeah, hi. It's me.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
This message for me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Aww.
Happy birthday to me from Novos and 105.UFM. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
I'm
Meg.
Happy birthday on behalf of you guys as well.
That's very kind,
that's
isn't it?
Thank you, Trish. That's beautiful.
Jackson's coming in now. We have a beautiful dish here for you, Meg.
Oh,
happy
my
birthday.
God.
This what is a. Done? It's a. A clafouti, which is a nice almond
did
meal
you make
cake.
This?
Yes, I've made
oh
this.
Oh my God.
And I thought, which of the berries, because you always do it with berries,
yeah.
is the most emo? Which, of course, it's the blackberry. So that's why I've made a blackberry
oh,
clafouti
you're too
for
sweet.
You.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday. You deserve all of the gifts that you get.
Oh, we'll put it down so Jackson doesn't have to hold it
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, there we go. Put
oh
it down.
Oh my God, thank you.
No worries. I don't know if there's. What, you, oh, don't no. blow, you don't blow out candles anymore,
no,
do you? I forgot about all that.
Hand. You can blow it, mate.
Okay. So, see, we can do it, like, COVID-friendly.
Oh, yeah. you did. Great. May all your wishes
well
come
done,
true.
Thanks, guys.
Guy called Tom has hit us up on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday, Meg.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Now, we are all going out on Friday. We're
yeah.
taking you out for a big night out for your birthday
yeah.
on Friday,
yeah.
which should be fun. We'll wine and dine you. Oh,
that's right.
It's going to be great.
Sounds
I do want to say, Meg, like, you've been on the show for a while now. Mm. I think, you know, you've done such a great job and you're such a great person.
Oh, thank you.
And you're very kind and you've got a big heart. And I think, speaking on behalf of all of us,
yeah,
very happy you joined the
oh,
show.
Thank
you're
you.
You're an absolute sweetheart
thank
and a
you.
Gem of a person.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to have you as a friend and as a part of the team.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't, you know, have my birthday any other way now, I think. Coming in here with you guys, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning on your birthday, not normally on the cards.
But this
but
time?
I'm here with you guys, so.
Oh, that's
good. That's very
you know,
sweet.
That actually makes me feel really happy.
Happy birthday,
thank
Meg.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
let's in,
that.
Let's enjoy it today. Yeah. Let's try and give away money as well.
Yes, for my
how
birthday, I want to give away money.
Yes.
Smash for cash. If you can tell us what this sound is, you win the money.
That's right. The clues have been given. They've been placed upon the table. There is, of course, doesn't have a power cord, food related. You might find it in grandma's pantry. And this one, the big revolutionary one, you put ingredients in it. God, everyone was scratching their head over that.
Did you use it while you were making this beautiful
masterpiece?
No,
clafouti.
Clafouti. I'm not going to remember that. It's got to be
it's
delicious, but I'm not going
to
remember
to make a clafouti.
It's not used to make a clafouti.
Oh, bonus clue. Did that just happen?
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it.
Smash for cash.
I hit it two times.
Newcastle has been buzzing with the new clue. Everyone can't believe it. Four clues now we're up to.
You gave away a random fifth clue before.
Oh, yeah. I'm just loose. I'm on the loose.
What was the new one?
The new one was it didn't get used to make the clafouti.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, who knows what you need to make a clafouti? It's a real one. It's a real easy one, isn't it?
Jumping on Google right now.
It was an extra clue. Let us have the extra clue.
You might find it in Grandma's pantry. Doesn't have a power cord. It's food related, and you put ingredients in it.
Wow.
Game changer.
Let's go.
Let's sort of play one.
No. Yeah. Let's go to Jared in Tallara. He's a retired coal miner. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very, very well. What's the Valentine's Day plans?
Not much. Yeah, I've just got a few romantic poems to the girl. But
can you recite a poem for me, Jared?
Yeah, I don't know whether it can go on air.
Oh, of course it can.
We've got a button here to fix it.
Yeah, go for it. Go for
it. Your back.
Well, hey, what?
Say it again.
Yeah.
Repeat
roses
it.
Are red.
Yeah.
Roses are red, yeah. Violets are black. I want to get you on your back.
You are just such a romantic.
Now, how have you delivered this poem? Like, is it handwritten in a card, a text? What have you done?
Just as a text message, and I've also texted my wife, you need a couple of Panadol for tonight too. The reply was, why?
You know,
just in case you get a headache.
Jared, I'm going to make a prediction here. Tell me if I'm wrong. You haven't been laid in years, brother, have you?
No, I haven't.
What a wordsmith with beautiful poems like that. I wonder why, Jared.
He's the 2022 Shakespeare. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
The miso might change a tune if you come home with $1,000. Mm. What have we smashed?
Oh, I think you've smashed Chinese container.
Chinese container.
We haven't had that.
No, smart man.
You put food in it, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Incorrect.
No. No. Yeah.
Bugger. Sorry, Jared. You tried. Problem. You know what? The poems were worth it, I think.
Oh, God. They were my favourite.
He's done
Jared
well.
Is just unbelievable.
Romance is alive and cooking.
People are like, oh, chivalry's dead. You hear things like that.
You get a text message like that from Jared and you're like, you know what?
No, it isn't.
Would you, so if Josh had sent that to you,
yeah,
would you get it laugh or?
I would have laughed. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
be honest.
You, would you have loved it?
I would have loved it. I would have smiled. It would have made me smile. I would have laughed.
That's right.
Like, I wouldn't have been offended by it. By any means.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Nick.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Yeah, Married at First Sight returns tonight, 7:30, Channel 9. Last night, the first commitment ceremony of 2022. There was tension that you could cut with a knife. It was intense.
All I took from last night's episode was these experts just treat these contestants like children.
I was going to say lab rats, to be honest.
Well, that too.
It's probably a combination of the two.
That
really?
Is how it felt watching it. Tamara and Brent, they had their first little commitment ceremony. What do you call it? Meeting, if you will?
Yeah. So it's a commitment ceremony. They talk through the week with the experts, and then they decide at the end whether or not they stay or leave.
Okay.
They write it on the little card thing, right?
Well, I won't give any spoilers, but we are speaking to Brent and Tamara next.
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. Really direct question to Tamara from the expert. So she was a little bit judgy about Brent's job.
Yeah.
He works like as a restaurant manager in the hospitality industry. And they asked her point blank this.
I need to ask you a very important question. Is he enough for you?
I don't know yet. I don't know enough.
Love the dramatic.
How's that feel, Brent, to hear that?
kick in the guts.
Poor guy.
Those dramatic pauses are long enough to park a jumbo jet in. They just really space it out, don't they?
They do. We'll catch up with the guys next.
The Novos.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, Married at First Sight, back tonight on Channel 9, 7:30. We do have Brent on the phone and his partner Tamara. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Good. Brent, how was it last night after watching that commitment ceremony back?
Hello.
Hello, Brent. Oh, no.
Oh, we got him. Hey, Brent.
Yeah, how are we, guys?
Oh, good, there we man. Go. Good, good. Yeah, awkward watching that last night, man. How did you feel?
A bit cringy. It was a bit hard to watch, actually, and live it back.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's so... I've really felt for you because you've been so attentive and just so lovely. And it's like, man, come on.
It's a bit of a slap to the face. Yeah.
Yeah, it did feel like that at the time, too. You know, that I think no matter what I did, I was still getting frowned upon in a bit, but... You know, we did work through a lot of that, so...
Yeah.
A lot to watch still.
Is it hard getting that kind of feedback in front of all the other couples? Like, explain your feelings when the experts are talking to you.
Yeah, it is like, you know, sometimes you're really invested and then you stop paying attention.
Yeah.
But in a situation where you kind of feel humiliated, then you kind of realize everyone just saw that, everyone just heard that.
Yeah.
So what makes it more real.
What's the relationship like between the contestants and the experts? Because, like, watching that, I know you guys were signed up for this.
Yeah.
But you kind of do get treated like kids a little bit when you get sort of schooled with this stuff. Is there a lot of pushback from the people that don't take their feedback well?
Yes, sometimes. But, look, you got to understand, you're there to get the experts to call you out on your mistakes. So I guess you kind of have to own it.
Yeah.
Do you have much like contact or anything with the experts afterwards?
Not really. I like conversations, but that's it.
Right, you're not like DMing, you know, Mel on Instagram or anything.
No,
for advice.
I know one of the cast members actually tried as a joke and they never replied.
Oh.
Hello, Mel, is it you? Hello?
Hey, man, look, thanks for coming on. I hope this works out for you, too, because you guys are a very cute couple. But, I mean, look, it's always hard when, you know, somebody does that one thing at the start. It puts you off. So,
the pressure of a TV wedding.
credit to you. Thanks, bro. And continue 7:30 tonight on Channel 9, guys. Yes. What's the goss is up next with Jackson. Good morning.
Hello. I've got details on that shooting at Justin Bieber's after party over the weekend.
Yeah.
Also, too, crazy. I did tell you last Friday that there was a Beauty and the Beast prequel with Rita Ora. I've got a big update from that.
Okay. Excellent.
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson is here. Good morning,
sir. Yeah, good morning. Shots have rang out over the weekend at a Justin Bieber after party, so he and his mates have knocked off their tour because, of course, all these big shows are back in LA at the moment. I don't know if you've tuned into, like, TikTok or anything like that, but you've got stars like the Kid Laroi, Dua Lipa, all doing shows. So, anyway, the Biebs is up on stage, goes to a restaurant after it, and then this happens. So that is a big old fight outside of the restaurant in front of a Ferrari. And then, Kodak Black, one of their friends who is a rapper, was a star that was shot in the shoulder. People like Khloe Kardashian, the Kid Laroi were at this party. Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber have been photographed rushing out of the party to get away from the gunshots.
Wow.
pretty intense stuff.
So, was it anything to do with them, or were they just caught in crossfire kind of thing?
They think it was party goers, so rappers that were at the party fighting within each other.
Yep,
and then,
okay.
Yes, deciding to, as you do in America, shoot each other.
Mm.
It's just
so, how problems get solved.
Yeah. It's just so bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just so unsurprising now. Mm. And that is such a terrible thing to say, but man.
The guns are just too easy to get.
Yeah.
You can nip down to, you know,
Walmart.
Exactly. With $50 in your pocket and buy a gun.
Jackson, you're going to move to America.
Yeah.
Does it worry you, real talk, that because you're going to LA where I'm assuming gun crime is quite high?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things where you don't realize how safe you are until you do stay over there.
Yeah.
I think you get used to it. You do. But it's definitely one of the things that unsettles me the most. I actually had this conversation with my dad over the weekend, and my dad was like, what are you going to do if something happens? Cross that bridge when you get there. But, you know, it is interesting to think about. It is very sad talking to, like, my American friends who are like, oh, we just are so used to it. Like, it's just within our daily routine to think of an exit strategy.
Oh, that's
just
really
in case
sad.
Things go wrong. Do you know what I mean?
This is awful.
And unnecessary. It feels like it's gone back to olden times.
90s even. The 90s is pretty bad for it.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, remember when rappers were like shooting each other on the MTV VMA red carpet?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Now you've just got Nicki Minaj throwing shoes at Cardi B.
Do you know what I find so fascinating about the States, right? They go on so loudly about how... Is it the Second Amendment?
Mm.
The right to bear arms is such an important part of their constitution, and they can't possibly change it.
Yeah.
Yet, a lot of the people that are supporters of the Second Amendment totally just idly watched the former president try and undermine democracy and steal an election. Like if you care about, you know, the constitution so much, like... Just
care
a lot
about
of
all of it.
Around it, you know?
No doubt.
Very interesting to look into who's funding what in the government there. I mean, the gun nuts, they really have their hands on everything. Don't come for me, gun nuts, but you know what I mean? Like, they really are into everything with their funding. So, I mean, money talks, I guess.
Yeah.
Sad situation. I did tell you last week, Rita Ora set to be in the prequel for Beauty and the Beast on Disney Plus. Now, everyone was like, why are you using this song?
Because it's the best Rita Ora song.
Also preemptive. RIP, it's been cancelled 3 days after she was announced.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Oh, poor Rita. What happened?
Well, no one knows. She did this big sort of press junket thing, and she announced it on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube, and she did all the postings and was very excited about it. And, Disney's come out and said it is not going to go ahead.
Oh, poor Rita. I feel really bad for her.
Was anybody really interested in a Beauty and the Beast prequel?
I probably would have watched it out of curiosity. Like, how is a prequel going to work?
Mm.
And also Rita. I do love Rita.
I wouldn't have watched
she
it.
She is busy, though.
Yeah.
She's got The Voice here.
Yeah.
She's a judge on The Masked Singer in the UK.
Yeah.
She's, like,
got a
busy.
Couple of TV gigs.
Plus music releases and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But maybe she didn't have time for the... movie, too.
I think it got cancelled because there's lack of interest.
My partner gave me a very interesting sort of rundown on where he stands with Rita Ora over the weekend, which was interesting because my partner is not very into pop music or anything outside. He was like, Rita Ora, just one of those beige women that does the same thing over and over again. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, listen to this song. And admittedly, it was not, it was actually a Demi Lovato song. But he did give the comparison that Rita Ora is just a little bit boring. And I agree.
Nah, I do like her music.
You're a fan.
It's great.
I'm
a fan.
Do you know what? She's just really been sidelined to the guest role.
I think so,
on a song.
That's featured true. Artist, not main artist.
That's never good for your career when that happens, when you're
absolutely
not the main artist anymore.
No. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Primo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Straight after us, a 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
Yo. A bit of Harry Styles,
gorgeous.
Adore You for Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
Do you wish he was singing this to you, Matthew?
What do you reckon?
Of course you do.
Of course.
Whoa. This is my vibe.
Monday.
Yes,
yeah. I wish.
Love. Oh, and this.
And our poor old Rita.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's not actually
no,
dead.
No, she's not. But her just, movie career might
just
be.
Just a few of her career goals. But, yeah. I mean, you know.
That's unfortunate.
Who's aren't?
Unfortunate for her.
She's got
bangers,
money.
Bangers, though. Bangers.
Do you know, just, I don't know why this popped up in my mind, but just speaking of, like, singers who double in acting, do you think Lady Gaga will ever do another movie?
I think she will.
She's been slammed so much for that.
Although.
Accent on, what's it called?
House of Gucci. Gucci. Yeah. I'm still yet to
say. I was going
to
say Gucci Brothers. I don't know why.
Yeah, the what?
That's like the cheap knockoff move.
Sounds like a restaurant. Gucci Brothers.
I reckon Rita Ora would be a terrible actress.
She was in 50 Shades. Eh. And it, not going to lie, wasn't great.
They're saying that Gaga could be in a new Marvel movie.
Oh.
As one of the big villains. They're saying that she could be in talks for that.
Okay.
Is she just reprising the role? Gucci? That's like a villainous character.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you, Jackson.
That's very good. Hey, up next, we are giving away a wine tour.
I love
tour.
How you're critiquing him. That's very good. That is very good, Jackson.
Just comments, general comments.
Compliments.
Exactly. We're giving away a wine tour because a lot of people rated the music. Oh, just hundreds. Very, very popular, this one.
We went down to the beach on Thursday and got everyone to rate the music. They
That's
loved
right.
it.
Oh, didn't they? What? So we're giving away a Hunter Valley wine tour with two flat...
you did it.
Two fat blokes gourmet tours. You and five friends.
I accidentally called it two flat blokes the other day.
And we were just talking about it and it got into my mind. It was one of those things. But this is great because you get to visit the two fat bloke cellar. Plus, for their famous wine and cheese experience, you'll get to try nine different cheeses matched with local wines. You can buy it yourself. Check them out online or win it next.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Novos.
Not. Sorry, I will never do that again.
Oh, that's good. Because now we are giving away a wine tour. All thanks to two fat blokes.
Yeah, you got it.
Great. They've got their gourmet tours, which are awesome. You can check them out online if you want to buy your own tour. But we're going to give one away for six people. How's that? You and five friends. Touring around, trying out the best cheese and wines, living your best life.
It really does pay. Each time we do this, jumping on the website, doing the survey, it takes around 5 minutes. Yeah. It's super easy.
So easy.
So quick.
And this is worth like $600.
Hundreds
and
of people
And they listen.
Do it.
They listen.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's take a call at random here. I've got a few lines filled up with some potential winners. One, two, or three.
Let's do it.
Let's go line two.
Okay, hello. Line two, Amy, you win.
Hello. No way.
All yours, babe.
All
well
yours.
Done. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
God, who are you taking on this wine tour?
Oh, I need a girl's night out away from the kids, so I'm going to be taking a few of my friends and my mom.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Who's going to babysit then?
Dad,
good.
My dad.
Good.
She doesn't care.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Getting on the wine. Thank you for writing the music. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Love
it. Amy, we're going to do like a little exit interview with you. So you've done rate the music. Did it take you under 5 minutes? Are we accurate there?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, what kind of music do you like?
A bit of everything. Mainly some of the new stuff that's out. Adele, she's pretty good.
I'm loving Adele.
Are we ticking your boxes at the moment with the music?
Yes,
good.
Definitely.
Good
Excellent.
Stuff. That's what we want to hear.
And was writing the music easy?
Yes, definitely.
So good.
Good to hear.
Easy, quick, scored a $600 wine tour. What more could you want?
Boom. Congrats, Amy. Have fun. And a big thank you to Two Fat Blokes Gourmet Tours. We're hooking us up with that one.
How good. Winning does not stop there. Fingers crossed. $1,000 up for grabs with Smash. For cash, all you got to do is work out what we've smashed. The clues being you'll find this in Grandma's pantry. It is food related. Doesn't have a power cord and you put ingredients in this.
Now, Meg, as well, you just said the winning does not stop.
Yes.
We have something else.
We do.
In addition.
Yeah. Do you want to announce this? Or do you want me to announce? Okay, so we've got gorgeous smile posies from the Grateful up for grabs as well. So even if you don't get the $1,000, we might be able to hook you up with some flowers as well.
This is what we'll do. We'll take, we usually take one call for this. Yeah. We'll take three.
How good.
And everybody that gets to air and makes a guess this morning wins a bunch of flowers.
Oh, my God.
Valentine's Day. All right, 13.09. Let's do it next.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it.
Smash or cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, I'm making some demands. It's my birthday, so I want to give away $1,000. That's what I want to do for my birthday.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No, it's a demand. We have
to
give it away.
Wouldn't it be nice?
We have $1,000 up for grabs. You have to work out what we have smashed with a hammer. It sounds a bit like this. Now, the clues are, you might find this in Grandma's pantry. It is food related. It doesn't have a power cord, and you put ingredients in this. And we're going to take 3 callers today.
Yeah.
To hopefully give it away.
Each of the callers that make it to air, if they don't win the money, they still win a bunch of flowers for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, a smile posy from the Grateful Boutique.
First up is Susan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Going well, Susan. Congratulations. You've got flowers. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you.
Have you got anything special so far?
No.
You got flowers from us.
Now you
have.
There you
go. Where are your Valentine's today?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lots of Valentine's. There you go.
Oh, no, you want to play Smash for Cash
as well. Want to win the money.
Oh, yes, please.
What do you think it is?
I'm thinking it might be a little old metal, like a scoop that they used to keep in the very old-fashioned tea leaves. And you measure the tea to put in the pot.
Tea scoop.
Very old school.
Very old school, but not correct.
Incorrect.
Sorry, Susan.
No.
You get the flowers, though. Thank
you. You're still a winner. You're still a winner. Let's meet Kylie next. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. Same to you.
Thank you.
You're already a winner because you have flowers.
Yay.
Let's get on to the guess, though. What do you think it is for $1,000?
A mixing bowl.
Is it a mixing bowl?
What kind of mixing bowl? Like what? Is it made out of metal, glass, plastic?
Let's go glass.
Glass?
No.
Sorry.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Let's go to Rebecca in Ashenfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is your Valentine's Day going so far?
Oh, it's been okay. Got kids off at school.
Have you gotten anything yet for Valentine's Day?
No. Oh, I got a message off my husband on Facebook.
Well, you know what? He needs to step up his game because we're going to hook you up with a smile posy from the Grateful Boutique.
Awesome.
Did he give you at least a flower gif or anything?
Well, I don't know. When he gets home, maybe he might surprise me with flowers.
I was thinking like just in the message, you know, a little picture of flowers, not even an emoji.
No.
You got the flowers from us, but we want to give you $1,000. What have we smashed?
So, I don't even know the right name for it, but is it one of the old, they're like a cake display, you know, you'd find them at, like, your old school diners?
Yeah. Oh, with the cover on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we haven't had that before.
Not it.
I was about to drag it out, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
He's trying to build suspense.
But you've got flowers. Congratulations, Rebecca.
Well done.
I'm sorry for ruining your suspenseful moment there.
Quite the build-up for nothing.
Hey, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great Valentine's Day. Yes. Get super romantic. Be nice to your other half. Jackson is in next, though, with 105 commercial-free.
Fresh George Ezra.
Oh.
For you.
I didn't know he was releasing new music this year.
Yeah, he was on Graham Norton the other night with Adele. The Brits. The stinky Brits down there. Manaskin as well.
I still say Mineskin.
Jackson, have you changed your pronunciation?
Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
See, I get really insecure because when I hear other announcers say it differently to how I do, I'm saying it wrong.
I need to Google it.
And there's one man from Wall's End that always rings up and lets you know. Hits the confidence. It's fun. Dua Lipa back on stage over the weekend as well with Elton John.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yep, Paul.
Thank you, sir. That's kicking off in minutes. Enjoy the rest of your your day, guys. And
you
don't forget, you can still win flowers
all
for Valentine's Day right across your workday.
That's right. If you haven't got them sorted, this is your opportunity.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.